Biden administration's economic plan takes a hit. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A federal appeals court placing a temporary halt on President Biden's student loan relief plan. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
The federal appeals court in St. Louis blocked Biden's plan to repay those student loans. The White House releasing a statement, quote, "We will continue to move full speed ahead in our preparations in compliance with this order. And the administration will continue to fight Republican officials suing to block our efforts to provide relief to working families." Biden boasted he has reduced the deficit, but the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says 100% of that is due to the end of billions of dollars in COVID relief checks.
The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates the president's student debt relief plan could add to the national debt $426 billion. Police arresting 30-year-old Nestor Hernandez for the fatal shooting of two maternity nurses at a Texas hospital. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
At Dallas Methodist Medical Center, two hospital employees are dead. Police say an officer saw the suspect with a gun and fired a single shot, striking that person who is now in custody. The hospital says there's no ongoing threat, but a motive for the shooting has not been reported.
Dallas police say the suspect was on parole for aggravated robbery and was wearing an ankle monitor at the time of the shooting. Russian authorities advising residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson to leave the region due to an expected Ukrainian offensive. Kherson is one of four cities illegally annexed by Russian President Putin last month. China's Xi Jinping named to another term as head of the ruling Communist Party, increasing his dominance since taking power in 2021. The Phillies coming back from a 4-0 deficit to beat the Padres 10-6 and now lead the NLCS 3-1. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Major CEOs taking notice of damaging patterns in the economy. Fox's Kelly O'Grady has more.
Billionaire Jeff Bezos joining the chorus. He tweeted, "Yep, the probabilities in this economy tell you to batten down the hatches." Now, similar warnings coming from Wall Street titans. You've got Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon signing energy and border policy. Of course, two areas very important to voters are going to dictate how we navigate through this. And he warned that investors need to be cautious. Now, Solomon's counterpart at J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, also warning of an impending recession. He thinks that will come in 6 to 9 months, citing higher inflation, interest rates, and the war in Ukraine as very serious challenges.
Three men have been arrested for robbing a jewelry store in California. Fox's Marianne Rafferty reports.
That jewelry store owner attacked by two armed men. They were disguised as an Amazon worker and a security guard. That happened in a town about 40 miles west of L.A. The owner saying she was able to hit the panic button on her watch, but one of the robbers saw her do it and began pistol whipping her. The robbers got away, but two men, a 28-year-old and 23-year-old, were arrested within days. Also, a third man was arrested in connection with that robbery. Police also seized three guns. In L.A., many in law enforcement blame the liberal soft-on-crime policies implemented here and in other California cities for the rise in brazen crime.
Over 1,000 students called in sick at a Virginia high school this past week.
The students and some staff were suffering from flu-like symptoms and stomach pain. Affected were a full half of the 2,100 students enrolled at Stafford High School, just outside Fredericksburg, Virginia. And while the school remained open, all after-school activities and athletics were canceled. The state health department is helping to figure out the root causes of the outbreak.
That's Fox's Jane Fergus. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.